Here is an alternative energy source you may not have thought about. Let's take sour milk, rejected batches of baby food, restaurant grease, mix in some hog and pig manure. Take all of that, mix it together, and it sounds beyond horrible, doesn't it? But you put those ghastly ingredients together and you will get energy. Here to tell us about the prospects for powering your house with manure, spoiled milk, and restaurant grease is Dana Kirk from Michigan State University. Dana manages the Anaerobic Research and Education Center at MSU. Welcome to Stateside, Dana.
Thank you, and thank you for that introduction.
Well, that
about as good as it gets.
It's quite a witch's brew that I just listed. So explain to us, if you can, how does all of that wind up generating power?
Yes, all of those disgusting materials that you just described, the one thing that they're all based on is they all contain carbon. And during the digestion process, which it's a naturally occurring process, it happens in a sealed environment, so it's in a tank that has very little to no oxygen in it. And generally, especially on a day like today, we're trying to keep that tank at around 100 degrees. So it is that natural process. It is, you know, it's easiest to think of it as kind of a stomach of a cow, but it's done in a mechanical way.
And we know that cows release a lot of methane into the atmosphere.
Cows do release a lot of methane. And so as you put that mixture or different pieces of that mixture into a digester, the organisms, the microorganisms that are in that system will slowly break down that sour milk and pig manure and cow manure and convert it into a compound known as biogas.
Mm-hmm.
And so the carbon that is in that manure or in that sour milk or carrots ends up becoming methane, carbon dioxide, and some other trace gases that make up biogas. But methane being the biggest part of that biogas mix is a renewable energy source for us.
And then it's sent into to turbines? How does it generate power?
Yeah, from there we can use it almost like any form of natural gas that you use at your house or at a business. We can make heat, steam, or steam with it. We can use it as a fuel in a turbine or a combustion engine and run a generator to make electricity, which is commonly done. Or more interestingly, today we can actually scrub out those impurities, take out the carbon dioxide and the moisture and the other trace gases, and get to almost pure methane, which can then be compressed and used as a vehicle fuel.
Now, anaerobic digesters, this is not really new technology, is it?
No, the technology has been around. Of course, it's based on microorganisms, so it's been around for all of time probably. But as humans, we've actually harnessed it for about 130 to 140 years and used as a waste treatment technology. And over time, it's been used to treat waste, primarily municipal waste, wastewater. But over the past 130 years, we've also been able to grab that biogas and utilize it as an energy source.
And I guess what do you see, Dana, as the possibility of more widespread energy generation from these anaerobic digesters?
Well, in a state like Michigan, we have a lot of tradition and a lot of industry that's focused on agriculture. And so we have a tremendous opportunity with our livestock and dairy farms and swine farms to take the manures from those farms and use that as the base material for the digester.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a tremendous food processing industry. And in the process of making foods and processing and creating packaged products, there are wastes that are generated. And so with the two ends of the industry, production and processing, so closely aligned here in Michigan, I think we have a very large opportunity to develop a number of these systems and really contribute to the energy in the state.
And it also strikes me good for farmers and restaurants and food processors because they could actually do something constructive with all that waste.
Correct. I mean, everyone wants to shrink their carbon footprint or their environmental footprint as much as possible, and this is a way that we can better manage our waste, generate energy at the same time, and also maybe generate better value fertilizers.
Dana Kirk from Michigan State University manages the Anaerobic Research and Education Center. Thanks for talking with us today, Dana.
Very good. I appreciate it.